He says that when he was preaching to his one of his friends, he didn't like it. He took exception to this preaching and said, "Why do you preach to me? I know the basic principles laid down in Islam. I know the values of those principles, what I should do and what I should not do. So why do you come to me and preach to me on these things? I don't require your preaching." So in response to this question which was asked of him, he started explaining the situation of his own conversion and things. So I told him not to do that because he would get involved in this and there won't be a very clear-cut answer to him which can show him to be in a false position. So this can, such a questioner can be disposed of very quickly, very shortly, without giving an involved answer. And the best approach is, you should ask him a counter question. I said, "All right, I'm sorry, but why don't you preach to me? You have taken exception to my preaching to you. I am taking exception to a different thing. I stand in need of your preaching and you don't preach to me. Why don't you preach to me?" And tell him that now there are two attitudes now. Your attitude is somebody is preaching to you, you are against preaching. You take exception to that. My attitude is, why don't you preach to me? Come and preach to me and have a dialogue. So let us, it was always he who preached and it was always the adversary who took objection, who took exception to his preaching to them. So he would immediately stand where understand where he stands. So just a simple counter question, if not a lengthy discussion following, would be quite enough. "All right, sir, I cease to preach to you, but then I stand in need of your preaching. Your question shows that you are in the right and perhaps I am in the wrong. So it's your duty now to correct me.